The judge overseeing the completed John Doe 1 recently ruled in a case brought by a Milwaukee newspaper that prosecutors should turn seized documents over to Milwaukee County. The formal release order may come soon. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele says various news media and others want to see the items. He says he's trying to strike a balance.
We want to, as quickly as possible, release absolutely everything that's public, but also protect what's not.
Some view Abele as trying to protect Republican Governor Scott Walker, who had several friends or associates convicted of breaking laws. But Abele says he's a big financial supporter of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke.
As the guy who's been supporting Democrats for a long time, I'm currently a supporter of Mary Burke, one of her larger supporters. But my job here is not to do politics. You know, my job at county is to protect your privacy and your access and, you know, balance that as best I can.
Milwaukee County Supervisor John Weishen, who's also running as a Democrat for state assembly this fall, says Abele should release everything.
The only way to get it done expeditiously and cost effectively would be to put them out there for other organizations and other individuals to look at these documents and report on them.
Weishen says the former Walker associates who were involved in criminal activity gave up their right to privacy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.